So one day he sent one of his little boys to fetch Wicked John. Wicked John was working in his shop, and he looked up, and there standing in the door was a little horned devil. Little bitty baby devil come about up to your kneecaps. Had two little baby horns sticking out of the top of his head. That little devil said, "Come on, old man, my daddy sent me to get you, said bring you right on back right now, you got me?" "Why, you little red impertinent thing, I'm going to tell you something. I got a horseshoe here. I got a customer going to be picking it up this evening. And I ain't going nowhere till I get it done." Wicked John started back on in and working. That little devil said, "Oh, come on, old man. This is my first time out. Daddy says I got to do it right. Now let's go." "I told you I ain't going nowhere till I get my horseshoe done." Wicked John started back on in and working. That little devil looked around the shop there for something to do. "Well, hurry up and finish that one, old man. We got to get going." He spotted that high back rocking chair. He walked over to it, eased back in it, started in a rocking, awaiting for Wicked John to finish. And he did. He finished that horseshoe, soused it in the cooling tub, laid it up on the shelf, and then he started to reach for another one. And that little devil said, "Uh-oh, man, you said just one." Tried to get out of that chair, and the more he tried to get up, the more it held him, the more it held him, the more it rocked him, the more it rocked him. Whammity bammity, whammity bammity, whammity bammity. His hair on that chair back, he was just a yelling, "Oh, man, this thing's beating my brains out. Oh, let me go." "Will you get out of here and I never see nor hear from you again?" "You're never going to see me again, no, sir." "Well, let him go." Yeah. Blip. That rocking chair dumped that little devil out on the floor. And as soon as he could get his little legs up under him good, whippity cut. Out the door he flew. Well, it wasn't 5 minutes later. There, standing in the door, was another devil, a little bigger than the one before. This was about a fifth or sixth grade size devil. "Okay, old man, Daddy sent me to get you. Said you'd bring you right on back. Now let's go." "Look here, son. I got this iron tire ready for the forge, and I ain't going nowhere till I put it in." Wicked John started back on in a working. That devil said, "Look here, old man. My daddy said he'd scorch me good if I didn't have you back in 3 minutes. Now let's go." "Can't hear you, son. I got this thing ringing in my ear." Well, that devil saw how Wicked John was having it right awkward, trying to turn that big old iron wheel with one hand and hammer with the other. So he came over there and he said, "Here, old man, you give me that sledgehammer. Let's get this job done. We got to get out of here." And that devil started in a hammering. Old Wicked John's just turning that wheel. Finished that wheel, laid it over to the side and said, "What you pounding so hard for, son?" That sledgehammer took a hold of that little devil and just took him all around that floor and up around them ceiling and heading toward them windows. He's just a screaming. "Oh, man, this thing is stuck to my hand. Let me go. Get out of here and I'll never see nor hear from you again. I don't believe you're ever going to see me again. No, sir." Well, let him go. Now, that hammer handle let loose of that devil caught him wrong side up. Just flung him up to the rafters. And as soon as he landed and could get himself together again, you've heard about getting your head together, haven't you? As soon as he could get his whole self together again, whippity cut. Out the door he flew.